So if in a particular situation, we may think that one thing is the right thing. Somebody else may think the other thing or something else is the right thing. So how do we adjust? One thing is that life never comes with a guarantee of right decisions. Now we may do our best thinking and we may do our best planning, but sometimes the decision we take may turn out to be wrong. So I was talking with one devotee. He's telling me that he's been practicing bhakti for 45 years. So he says there's only one opinion that I am now strongly attached to. It is, do not be strongly attached to any opinion. So he said that convinced that Krishna is God and I am his servant, but apart from that, everything else I am in the wait and watch mode. Don't make any definitive judgments. This is right and this is wrong. This is good and this is bad. So basically, we use our best intelligence and we make the best possible. Normal water. So we use our best intelligence in a particular situation and we make a decision. And if that person is in a position of authority and they take the decision that way, that's okay. If we are in a position of authority, we have to take a decision, we take it our way. And we learn by experience. And it's not that decisions are always right or wrong. The decision may be right from a particular perspective at a particular time. But when the perspective changes, the situation changes, so this was not the best decision. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur say in a different context that if we are meant to go this way, but then we found that we have gone off in this direction, then we don't have to go back till here. We can just move on from where we were. So if I have gone till here, from here I can do the course correction. So we try to communicate the rationale for our decision as well as possible to others, and we try to understand the rationale of their objection as much as possible. And then based on that, if we feel that what they are saying makes sense, we may change our decision. If we feel what they are saying is okay, but I am convinced about this course of action, then we move on. In general, while taking a particular decision and even sticking to that decision, if we don't become dismissive about others, then they won't take it so badly, so negatively. If you just dismiss them, you are a fool, you don't know anything, I know the right thing, then that will injure the relationship. So if they know more than us, they are more experienced than us, and what they are saying makes sense, we may correct our decision, we may change our decision. But if we decide to persevere with our decision, we can just be respectful to them and tell them, this is my rationale, and I will keep your concern in mind, but this is how I am going to move forward. That's okay. We can't have agreement over everything in this world. So rather than focusing on what is right and what is wrong, that is extremely difficult to determine, we can focus on, so there is the perfect and there is the optimum. Optimum means this is the best in this situation. There might have been something better which might be a better course of action, but in this situation, this seems to be the best, most workable for me. So I'll do this. So rather than making a judgment about the person that you are wrong and I am right, or rather than even making the person that what you are suggesting is wrong and what I am suggesting is right, we can focus it. In this situation, this is what is right to me. This is what works best for me. And that's why I'm going to do this. So if we don't make it a personal issue, then that may not have so much effect. Does that answer your question?